Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Just remember that, kids.
Yes.
Because that time of my life, I believe, is not too far away.
And by the way, for that commercial, Kevin Spacey, if you're listening, do not call that number. No. This is not a feeder for you.
Yes. Yeah, exactly what it is, yeah. Right?
This is not like the farm team for you to find dates.
All right, kids. 501, that was your PSA for the day, and I hopefully that was very informative to you all. It is still 45 degrees, I believe so.
I think so.
Mr. Funny Man, but you know my weatherman, I'm just saying,
I always take a gander.
We miss the breeze to have at least some kind of accurate weather. The AccuBreeze.
AccuBreeze. he added a molecule of professionalism to the weather.
Yes, absolutely. And all right, so we got some silly news coming up.
Only the silliest will do.
Oh, only the silliest will do for the silly. So I think we'll play maybe another double shot. You guys, by the way, that was Soundgarden, which we both love, even though we may have played a double shot of them last week. It's pretty news and burning in my hand. It's pretty much self-defecation while you're being hung. And I know, I'm the only one that thinks that way, Christopher. And
holy moly.
Before that, of course, was Plush and Sour Girl by STP, Stone Temple Pilots. And as I had interjected between the songs, it was Scott Weiland's, it's not really, you can't say it's an anniversary. It's the second year since he had taken his own life yesterday, which is sad enough. All the good die young, right? I mean, I don't know what else to say. But anyways, you guys wanted to hear anything, you could have called, or you still can. We don't mind. It's 855-915-9636.
We implore you to call us.
Yes, or you could just text or go on our Facebook, and if you'd like to hear a double shot of somebody that you like, no problemo, because that's what we're here to do, is make everybody happy. So back to some rock and roll. What do you think, Chris? Should we go the
We can play the rock and or roll, but just a quick little weather update for you.
Oh, go for it,
folk.
My brother. I appreciate
for
that.
For you folks so. Who are people who don't like to go to bed at night, it's actually going to be near 60 degrees around midnight tonight.
Oh.
The temperature is going to be
definitely
going up.
Be up.
Yeah.
Well, I can run around frolicking naked.
Frolic.
I will frolic till my...
till your frolic falls off.
Yes. Something like that.
47 right now. Looks like we're getting another 10 degrees as the night goes on.
All right. How do you like? You like some Offspring?
I love some Offspring.
You know, these guys. You know, they. You know what they were? They were rocket scientists.
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah, from MIT. Three guys. They said, you know what? Rocket science isn't for us. No. We're gonna go into the rock and roll real world.
Yeah. How many of those rocket scientists gets booze and drugs and
that
chicks?
Such a I don't know. I don't know if it was a great choice on their part. You know, because they'd probably be millionaires by now. But they at least doing something that they don't have to think about, right?
Yeah, they don't have to show up in a cubicle. beautiful. And draw out rocket
or, you know,
ships or whatever
all
they
those
do.
Test tubes and all kinds of, you know.
Yeah, I can see a rocket scientist. All they were doing was drawing penises and going, oh, look at this rocket.
All right, enough of that.
Look at my rocket.
Enough of your nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Rich Way.
I'm real funny.
All right, take us out.
You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful historic Medford.
Nice post.
Separated. separated.
Hey! Man, you're talking back to me. Drink it up.
You gotta keep them separated.
Hey!
Separated.
Hey, man, you're disrespecting me. Drink them out.
Gotta keep them separated.
Hey, hey, they don't mind. You're under 18, you won't be doing any time. Hey, hey, come out and play.
Yeah, that's right. Come out and play.
Yeah.
That's what we say here at the Giddy Up. You come out and play. It's 5:11 in the afternoon. And what is the degrees there, sir? 45 and
I've seen 47. We've gone
47.
Up.
We've gone up. You know why? Because the Giddy Up is on here in Medford. And it raises the temperature every time we are live on the air. And I understand that. So, anyways.
It's the waves.
Welcome back.
It's those hot waves we send out.
Welcome back, boys and girls, to the hottest show on Freeform Radio, of course.
Ooh,
the Giddy
I like
Up.
That.
We put the Giddy Up. We put the Giddy In up.
And we put the.
We take it up a notch. Wait a minute. We take the Giddy and bring it up a notch. That's what it is, right? That's what we said earlier. I don't know. Either way, I hope you're enjoying the show. That was a double shot, of course, of The Offspring, our MIT rocket scientists.
They're rock and rockets.
Yes, they're the rock and rock and roll.
They put the rock in the rocket.
They did, and they decided to go the music way. And they're great. We love them here. And Soundgarden, of course. And I already said my piece with them earlier. Yes. And I don't want to repeat that again because Chris looked a little disgusted over there.
I'm trying to figure out something.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very confused.
Well, it was the back-to-back songs.
No, that's not what it is. It's just I'm an idiot.
No, it's Burden in My Hand.
Yes.
You understand that. And it's Pretty News. So you're hanging yourself as you are. Never mind.
Yes.
Okay, so back to the show. We have time for some funny news now. It's 5:13. You've been procrastinating, sir.
Yes, so procrastinate no more. We have funny news.
All right, would you like some, I don't know, background sound?
Well, would you like me to give you some background sound?
No, I have plenty.
Oh, I have plenty on this. We might want to pot me up on this one because we have...
Go ahead.
We have sound to go with this.
All right.
Courtesy of our friends at TMZ.
Who is this, Chris?
It's Randy Travis.
Oh, okay.
Travis, can you tell me what happened in the crash?
I don't know. I don't give a rat's ass.
It turned off to the music.
Wipe the beat. Has this argumentative way, so you know.
You gotta see this video.
So Randy Travis
grew up in a manner. I grew
was
up
pulled over naked.
Yes,
yeah, so for DUI.
This happened a few years ago. It's the video was just
told me
released.
To stop an Angus.
So
from out of
Randy's behavior was extremely altered the evening of his arrest.
It sounds it.
Yes. Due to the state of his mental health and substances in his body, causing him to do and say things that were entirely out of character.
So,
rep said in the state.
He was naked.
Yeah.
So, let's listen to the rest of this sound bite.
The car crashed. I guess his clothes fell off.
Right, I'm sure they did.
Yes.
Because that happens to me all the time.
You got the right to do me this way, motherfucker.
Dude.
I got it from a TV site and I thought I would have it. All right, so we will not be playing any more of Randy Travis. It's safe to say Randy Travis will not be heard on the Giddy Up any longer.
Yeah. So he was drunk and, making his way down the road and hit something and his clothes fell off.
He did. So in February 2012, Travis was found naked and verbally combative after crashing his car just west of Tioga, Texas, when police approached. The singer threatened the officers and refused sobriety tests while the video shows.
Hey, he that's what you get for listening to country music. That's all I have to say.
So what happened? I gotta get this hammer just to listen to my own crap.
Right. Makes sense.
As John Petter said, it's bad rock with a fiddle.
It's bedrock with a fiddle. Bad well, he's reached bedrock.
Fiddle. No, bad rock with a fiddle.
Oh, I thought it meant bedrock, like... Yeah. Like the Flintstones.
Yeah, that's what Tom
okay.
Pitty. So,
and next, sir.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So just so you know that Travis first apologized, and he says, I apologize for what resulted following an evening of celebrating their Super Bowl. I've watched many Super Bowls. My clothes have stayed on.
Well, I will guarantee you one thing, sir. You can quote this at 5:16 in the afternoon. If the Bills win the Super Bowl, I will be streaking down the streets of Malden, of Everett, Medford, Melrose. I'll make Saugus. I'll make my whole way to Buffalo, and then don't look at me because it's very cold up there. All right, Christopher.
With that being said, a Florida man was trespassing. And so what ended up happening, following a call from a homeowner about a man sleeping on his land, sheriff's deputies earlier this month encountered Donald Hornback, 71, snoozing on the complainant's property in Indian Town, a village outside of Port St. Lucie in, yes, Florida.
Oh, shocker.
More Florida shenanigans.
Yes, very, very shocking.
Upon being rousted, I love that word, rousted.
Only the, why is it the most obscure, bad, weird things go on in Florida?
I don't know.
I don't either. It must be something with that humidity.
It's either that or the rocket fumes. They just launched the rockets.
It's probably
there.
A combination of both. All the gators. And the rocket fumes and the humidity, I don't know.
You put it all together, it's a bouillabaisse of, yes. of chicanery, I tell you.
Get naked and swim through the swamps.
Or fall asleep in someone else's house. Upon being rousted, Hombeck declared that the cops had no right to remove him from the victim's property. As Mr. Hornback gathered up his belongings in a backpack... the gentleman picked up a large dildo and began to swing it around at the officers and the victims on the scene.
Whoa, what did he have in his hand?
A dildo.
Penis!
Close.
Okay, close.
So the sex toy, not considered a dangerous weapon, did not prompt the use of deadly force by investigators, but I think they wish they had.
Yeah.
Hornback was subsequently...
Hornback?
That's his name? Yeah, hey, Hornback.
That makes sense, right?
Hey, you hear about Hornback? He attacked the cops with a dildo.
Hornback.
Yeah,
Hornback. The old Hornback. Remember we used to play football with him in high school? What a Hornback. No, he didn't play fullback, halfback, quarterback. He played Hornback.
Well, exactly. Could never get on the field. But maybe he's a Bills fan. That explains all the dildos.
Don't even go there, brother. Don't even go there.
Dildos on the field.
I'll bring Gronk up right now.
Go ahead, bring him up.
Yeah.
Bring him up.
Should
it's
be
football.
Suspended forever.
No. It was stupid, and he got what he deserved.
You think?
Yeah, because name up.
All right, let's not get into it. Go.
I know. You and your Bills, who did the most Bills thing possible. Interception on the goal line, and we scored 3 points. Oh, and let's the legendary. Let's look at the call, and then see if we can get our call reversed. Hornback was taken into $750 bond, and Hornback was named yesterday in a criminal information, charging him with trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. I don't know about whacking people with a dildo if that's a misdemeanor or what. So, I don't know.
It's an assault with a deadly weapon?
It's assault with it's assault with a good time.
A blunt object?
I don't know what these kids are thinking.
Crazy kids in their rap music.
These guys, like, packing his backpack.
See how normal we are here on the rock and roll station?
We're see the guy? He's in his 70s. He's packing his backpack. Got my cigarettes. I've got, I guess I'm chewing gum. Oh, where's my big purple dildo? Ah, there it is. There it is. All right, where can I sleep? Ah, this guy's got some land.
Yeah.
Cops come at me. I'll get him. So, are you in the Christmas partying spirit?
Not as of yet, but you can't avoid it no matter where you go.
No, you can't.
No.
But unfortunately,
I went into an outhouse the other day.
Yeah?
Just to, you know, relieve my... There was Christmas music playing in there. That's how bad it is.
Sure, was it in your head?
It could have well been, but no. It was in there.
Were other people hearing it?
Huh?
Were other people hearing it?
Well, I don't know. Nobody else was in there with me.
Well, too bad. I
Why do you always try to twist things around?
I can give you Mr. Hornback's number if you need it.
Yeah.
So companies during this season are cutting back on holiday party booze amid sexual harassment scandals. So if you haven't heard, yeah.
Well.
There may have been one or 200 that you may have heard of.
Hmm.
With a series of high... Wait, all right. Before I get into this, what's his name? Matt Lauer.
What's his name? There's like two dozen now that have come out in the past 2 months.
Matt Lauer had a remote lock installed at his desk. How depraved is that?
Hmm.
He's sitting there. Yeah. Hey, Paulie, come in my office. Chunk. Door's locked. I mean, what did
that's,
he have?
That's wow.
From his desk. Chunk.
That's Charles Manson like.
That's really flipped me out. I mean, there is some smoke on that guy for a while. Now there's fire about his behavior, but...
Whoa.
Reading about the... So,
is his wife sticking by him for this?
She cut bait.
Good for her.
Yeah, she almost divorced him a few years ago because of his shenanigans there. But God.
Those aren't shenanigans. Those are serious problems,
man. I need someone from maintenance to come up to my office. Yes, what's up, Mr. Lauer? I just need a remote door lock installed here. Sure, that's a great idea. Who's going to sign off on that? Someone had to know.
Right. I mean, absolutely. They all are coming forth now and saying they knew.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about sexual predators on the show.
But locked doors.
Unless it's funny.
It is funny.
Unless you're a sexual predator on an alligator or something, we don't care.
The locked door, I mean, the locked door is pretty
If it's great. Other human beings, we don't want to know.
So with a series of high profiles, we said, indiscretions, there will be less booze at many. Independent business organization has renewed its annual warning not to hang mistletoe.
That is... No. Not yeah, no.
Well, you know, I've been known to hang mistletoe from the old Belt-a-Rooney.
Yeah, well, this is what I do. Well, what I've done at every Christmas party I've ever been at.
Captain.
That's it.
Oh,
and I just made my order. For the Christmas party for WMFO.
Oh, very good. According to a survey by Chicago-based consulting company Challenger Gray and Yes Christmas, only 49% of companies plan to serve alcohol at their holiday events.
Crazy.
Last year, the number was, Paul, any guess?
69%.
Oh, you just took a shot at it, but you were close. 62.
All right. Okay.
62. What do you win?
I don't know.
Actually, you get to go spin the wheel now.
Now, you know what this is, honestly... is promoting is people actually tailgating at their Christmas parties, office Christmas parties. They're going to come in drunk if there's no alcohol.
Yeah, but the whole thing is...
That's what it is. That's what the whole thing is.
Yep, exactly.
They're not doing any right by it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been to a Christmas party
So you're going
to
blame it on Weinstein and Lauer because of this?
Now, you know what? It's a good excuse.
That's all it is.
Exactly, because of the liability associated with the company serving alcohol. Even if no one got, you know, as grabby, to coin a term, you still have the issue of people being intoxicated and
I understand that.
Or whatnot. So I think they're just using it as an excuse for other things. And plus, you know what? What's what costs the most at a Christmas party?
Alcohol.
So there you go.
Right.
Cheap hikers.
That's what exactly what they are. So if you were with a real company, they would do it in a hotel where you could get a room. You wouldn't have to drive.
Yeah.
And boom, there you go.
So
get as drunk as you want. You know, crawl into the elevator and go to your room.
Well, or someone else's room. All right, I get.
They're just cutting corners.
Best story. It didn't happen to me.
It's for a friend?
Yeah, so it was a company I worked for, or may work for. We had our sales kickoff, and just like you said, we all stay in hotel rooms and whatnot. So you're at the ballroom partying, people go in, they go out, they leave, but eventually you just go in the elevator and you go to your room. Well, something weird happened where some guy thought that he got into the wrong room. And he saw somebody, I guess there was somebody in his bed or whatever. He got so mad that he actually urinated on the person whose room it was.
Yeah, I believe that I believe it happened.
It did happen, and the person got canned.
So, yeah, you think?
Yeah. So as soon as you introduce alcohol, by the way, an offsite activity, people's guards are dropped.
Oh, I have a sound clip from this guy. Hold on.
Giggity giggity. Giggity. Stick around.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
So it's presumed to be a less formal, more social environment. Yeah, no kidding. Some people will drink more than typically would on a Friday night or Saturday. Do you know why? Free cocktails.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
So, at the end of the day, you know, if you are lucky enough to go to an office party that does serve alcohol, please think of your brothers and sisters who aren't at one and drink for them, too. Don't do it just for yourself.
All right.
And lastly, a little international news that we've come across. A lovely picture of a public bathroom that screens at its entrance showing which stalls are occupied.
That is like cutting edge.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not for the reason you would think.
Okay. Explain.
Oh, because in case you want to buddy up with someone, you want to see what's occupied.
Oh.
You thought it was to see what's empty so you could...
So you could go do your business.
Yeah, so this is actually in South Korea.
To get things straight, people, they're... In front of the restroom, before you enter, there is a screen.
Exactly.
Almost like a laptop screen or a TV screen. And it has all the stalls on it. And it shows you which ones are occupado and which ones aren't. That way, you don't go in looking under stalls, knocking on doors. Correct?
Correct. But the thing is, it's in Korean. See, I guess you have to learn Korean first.
Okay. I'm sorry. It sounds like a terrific idea, doesn't it? If you're in a train station or at a game or something, whatever.
Yeah, I think it is a wonderful idea, actually.
But maybe it's misconstrued in a bad way from what you're telling me.
Well, it depends on where you are what you do.
Why don't we just do the things we used to do old school. Just walk down and just walk down the aisle of the stalls. And listen for this.
Sorry.
Occupado. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, occupado.
I'm sorry.
All right, occupado.
I'm so sorry.
All right, occupado.
Sorry. There we are.
All right, so that was occupado. See, that's the way I used to do it in the old days.
Yeah. There you go.
Then you know what's full and what's not.
Yes, exactly. But the screen works, I guess, too.
I think it's a great idea, but, I mean...
Yeah. Okay. And also, lastly, I just want everyone to be aware of what this day is. This is the day when temperance ended in the United States, that Prohibition
Yes.
Repealed.
Oh, today is the day.
Today's the day.
Well, drink up,
1933,
kids.
1933, National Prohibition ended. Utah became the 36th state to ratify the 21st Amendment to the Constitution, which repealed the 18th Amendment. So if you're keeping score, 21 beat 18. And I toast those folks.
Yes. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Dilly dilly.
All right. Well, thank you, Christopher, for the funny news. That silly news.
Yeah,
that was very informative, as well as not just being silly, but very informative.
Yes, it was silly and informative. But you got to remember one thing, that if you do find a strange man in his 70s sleeping in your land with a backpack, make sure that you disarm him from his prop.
Yes, meaning his...
his apparatus.
His dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly.
All right, kids. All right, it's 9:30.
9:30.
If it was 9:30, we're way over.
Yeah, and then I'd be mad at you.
The allotted time.
Because we missed the mic.
We're not going to miss the mic tonight.
No.
All right, 5:31 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up. Hopefully, we're making your drive home a little safer and more funny and less stressful. But we're going to play another double shot. I'll be back with the week's weather, I guess. See, I've upgraded from the weekend to the 2 days to 3 days. I'm going to give you the whole week. How's that sound?
Go ahead.
Why not? And I'm no meteorologist, so don't, you know, come knocking on my door and saying, hey, you were wrong, you son of a... I have my umbrella and snowshoes, and I don't care. I'm just going to give you what I think. I just stick my finger, I lick my finger and stick it out the window, and I let you know what's going to happen.
I like that thought. I like your thinking there.
All right, Christopher, why don't you take us out?
You're listening to AccuWeather with Dr. Paul Arthur Brandt. This is Hart on the Giddy Up 91.5 WMFO.
We're back, kids.
Some things you can never
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Little heart. Never hurt anybody. I wouldn't think
well,
so.
Well, yeah, if you had a little baby heart, your big man body, it would hurt.
Anyways, boys and girls, 5:41 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up here on the wonderful drizzly, what would you say, 47 degrees?
47. It's looking 47
degrees in the lovely state of Medford, Mass. But, of course, in the lovely, of Tufts University. And that's what we love being here because the weather's different here. We're in a bubble.
Yes.
It's like a snow globe.
It is.
And speaking of snow, I don't even want to bring it up. But anyways, it is tonight you can expect some, unfortunately, just sprinkles. Nothing, completely, that you need to worry about. And sprinkles throughout the night till the morning. And then tomorrow seems to be okay. It's going to be a little chilly, getting chillier, probably highs of 59, maybe, if we're lucky. What do you think, Chris?
I think...
I'm going to keep going. I'm just saying. It's just...
I think the Battle of the Network Stars should have been fought with real weapons. Why are you asking me?
I don't know.
By the way, I just want to tell everybody just a little update. There is a wind advisory.
Right, exactly. Yes. I was just getting to that, sir. 40 to 50 mile per hour wind.
Oh my God.
Wind gusts. So you be careful. Go home. Get your dinner.
Take that underwear off the clothesline.
Yes, sit by the fire if you have one. If not, just light the house on fire.
You don't need the porch.
Yeah, you don't need
it. You don't need it. Well, you got to sit outside.
Not in the winter.
What's the matter with you?
Just rebuild it in the summer.
Yeah, worry about it later.
And, Friday is going to be very overcast. And guess what, kids? Yes.
Don't say it. I don't want to say it,
but Friday night into Saturday, snow.
Oh, my God.
Yes, boys and girls. I said it for the first time this year. I don't want to say it. I don't mind it. Don't get me wrong, but
it's getting cold.
But snow. So, just my own personal PSA here for you kids to do on Friday morning if you can get out.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God! I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk.
Never ever understood the bread and milk thing. Is there some sort of French toast emergency that you have to get bread and milk?
I don't know.
How about eggs?
But you need to get
eggs.
I'd like eggs. But you gotta get the bread and milk.
Yeah, but
that'll make you survive apparently in a snowstorm. I don't know.
If you're there, why don't you just get a friggin' steak?
I'm with you on that, man.
Yeah. Seriously.
Shovel out the grill.
Yeah, no kidding. What's the matter? You people don't have ovens. You need bread and milk.
So that's your weather for the rest of the week, I guess. Not so good. It's going to be overcast tomorrow. It's going to rain. We'll be asleep. It's, 10 to 2 probably. Well, I won't be asleep, but 10 to 2 in the morning, and then it's going to be cloudy tomorrow. Getting cooler. And when it comes to Thursday, it's going to be really overcast and cold. And then Friday into Saturday, look out for the snow, kids. And Sunday, it doesn't matter. I watch football. I don't care.
There could be lava showers on Sundays during football season.
As long as you don't lose the cable, that's all that matters, right? So anyways, it's 5:45 in the afternoon. We're going to say our goodbyes just as a precautionary measure because we want to be ahead of the curve, as we always are. And would you like to go first, Chris? And I'll take you out with another double shot.
Yeah, I will go first. And once again, it's a pleasure to be broadcasting over this here airwaves at MFO to all our friends and enemies or whoever is listening in.
What?
Yeah, the people listening just hate us. We can do that. Would be the new segment. Be called the shout ats. So no, seriously, thank you all for listening. It's a pleasure to do this, and Remember, pack the long underwear? And
why do you have to pack it? Why don't you just wear it?
Or unpack it, whatever you're doing. Make sure you have the long underwear because it's getting cold this week.
Yes, it is.
It's flipped. And, you know, as I always like to say, go as fast as you can, for as far as you can, for as long as you can. Pauly B to you.
Thank you, sir. And like I said, I always say, and Christopher just said that, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening into the show that always listens to the show. You guys are the greatest listeners you know, we could ever ask for, and we appreciate it, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be doing this. Oh, we might be. I'm just talking to ourselves. We used to do that when we were kids. But anyways...
Yeah, we used to just stand on the street with a boombox and do the show.
We did. But anyways...
Passerbyers.
Thank you all for listening in. We are going to take a 166-hour break, as we always do, because after this show, trust me, we need it. It's a long show and a lot of laughter and happiness. Anyways, what are you looking at?
Oh, nothing. Just looking at everything.
All right. So...
I thought I saw a light. It wasn't.
Oh.
It's just the brain cells dying.
You kids, always be a rock, never roll, stay Boston strong, and just remember, we love you guys, and have a safe drive home, and we'll be back next week to make you happy and smile, hopefully. All right? And, do we have to... apologize, yeah, to Rob Gronkowski. He's in the green room. Not that we didn't have time for him, we just didn't want him in there. We suspended him for the show. Anyways, kids, thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week. All right, is that good enough?
I think we will be back next week, just for you kids.
All right, kids, see you next week.
My door.